Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. I know I did not record last week, and I know I've changed the episode for this week, and it was supposed to have been about relationships, but in a sick, weird way, this episode is about relationships. And I will try to make the episode for the first episode of next month about relationships. But I was inspired due to my time at Podcast Meetup 2019. And yes, I know it technically doesn't have convention in the name, but there's a reason I put it, because I actually went to a podcast movement meetup, blah, blah, blah. I'm having a hard time thinking. But yes, a podcast movement meetup back in June where I met Jared, who's one of the organizers of Podcast Movement. And I didn't even plan on going, which is a theme, because even the day before leaving, I was like stressed out, low sales, bad week, rain, everything else with my soap-making business. And for those of you who would love information about it, the email for that is icaga2004, not 54, at gmail.com. So, yeah, not 54 is not a part of the address. But anyway. So I met him and was like, well, just apply. And I was like, sure. I didn't think about it. Then I found out I was able to get a scholarship to go. And I was super excited because it was an unexpected gift. So getting everything in order and trying to do my soap business. And Monday, the day before, was just a disaster with sales. Moody and hot, and the Uber ride back to return some stuff. I was like, I really don't want to go. I'm stressed out. And, and even the Uber guy was like, well, okay, not Uber. It was Lyft. I apologize. But they're, okay, ride share service. But anyway, so I was like, calm down. So I did. Took a deep breath. Did not get out the Buddha speech, which I no longer have. I did have them. Due to an emotionally toxic work environment, and got ready to go, repacked everything, and yeah, left. We flew out of Concord, and we flew to Stanford, which is about an hour away from Orlando, and got some snacks because I wanted gummies gummy bears. Should have got the gummy worms or Starburst. But anyway, back to the topic, went to the hotel, rested, and went to the convention center, the place, the resort they were having it, which was huge. And so began our adventure at podcast and having a glass of wine. And running into Julie, who runs the Charlotte Unconventional Film School. She was also there. After that, Jack Daniels event, where I won a bottle of Jack Daniels. So, yeah, there will be a lot of alcohol. There was no driving by either any party. We used Lyft or Uber. So, yes, absolutely no drunk driving. That is a no-no. So, yes, and then across the thing, there was an after party after Jack Daniels. Yeah, but that was pretty much a lot of drinking. But the funny thing is, that's not what made the event so great. That's like a secondary, like with the pizza at one of the booths. That's totally secondary. Yes, it was good to have pizza on hand and not have to leave to go get food. But that's secondary to the people. I really felt like I was in my tribe with other podcasters, and it was just a free-flowing. I know, again, it sounds cheesy, and the fact that this happened around the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, sort of like a kumbaya kind of thing, but it wasn't. It was belonging to a group that understood you, and you could talk about listeners and stuff. And sometimes it did feel bad, because as much as I love doing Rambles, I'm not on iTunes, which is something every podcast, most podcasters are. I was on for a little bit with the algorithms and stuff. And also, other people were like, hey, I had like 1,000 listeners on my first episode. And I'm like, I haven't even had that in 5 years. So it was hard not to be discouraged. And then I saw a button for swag. I know it sounds totally crazy, but there was a vendor and they had a button for 100 episodes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, in the middle of my pity party, I forgot I accomplished two very important things that most podcasters do not do. Reach 100 episodes and last for over 5 years. And yes, I did take from November of 2015 to July of 2016 off, but I came back. I've been doing this show for years, for states even, because when I started doing my podcast, I was living in Texas. I went back to Georgia, and then I moved to Charlotte. So 3 states, 5.5 years, and 100 episodes. And yes, seeing that really hit me. I met with other people looking to do podcasts. I'm like, just do it. I know that sounds very Nike and cliche in 90s, but it's true. Yes, you have to research episodes. And before this episode started, and I do have an accompanying blog that touches on it a little bit on embeddedflowersoap.com, blogspot, embeddedflowersoap.blogspot.com. So if you want to read about it, and I've written 32 entries, not about podcasting, but I mean, it touches on podcasting. It's a part of my life, just like my soaps. And I've also touched on other things about the blog. So yes, if you want to check it out, do it. But going back to the do it thing, that's the thing. There are so many formats. I didn't even realize it because, again, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. I've been on here for years. I met other bloggers who, podcasters who also use Blog Talk Radio. I've met ones that use different formats. The Happy and Single in Charlotte, she uses a different one. And if you'd like to check out her show, there was some about finances and education. I even connected one of my old coworkers with someone who was looking for educators for their podcast. And it just felt natural. It didn't feel the ickiness of networking. But yes, we're here. But it was like, we're here, we have something in common, and we can talk. Not, okay, we're here, and I want to sell you versus, oh, we're here. Oh, I like your earrings. Where'd you get your earrings? Oh, let's sit here for an hour and get a massage, which is true. I met somebody because my back was killing me because I was carrying around so much stuff. And me and the woman, we just sat at the table at this thing where they had like the arm thing that went around you, and we talked over drinks because yeah I did have coffee and other food and water, so not just that. And I accidentally left that bottle of Jack Daniels at the hotel. Bummer, because somebody was supposed to buy it and they never picked it up. I should have drunk that bottle. It was a nice bottle. But besides that, me and the lady, we talked. She's like, I'm interested. I'm like, okay, just doing. We're just sitting and talking. What do you want your show to be about? And it wasn't just the technical aspects, because I suck at the technical aspects. And it also, going to Podcast Movement, made me realize I had forgotten and I did not know a lot of stuff when it came to sound. Even though I have worked in audio console before, I didn't know why the rooms were padded. I know that sounds like the most obvious thing. It's like, you've been doing a podcast for 5 years, 5.5 years. You went to school for radio and television, and you mean to tell me you never knew why an audio? Yeah. Found that out in a workshop. And it's like, oh, that makes sense. And it's because it helps with the sound. Like, there's an ambulance going by, so you can probably hear that or some squeaking before. But in the padded room, you have better sound, which is the total reverse, because the acoustics are better in a bathroom. But when it comes to recording the show, it's better to do it in a padded room. Mics, because certain letters have, okay, I knew about the mic thing with the popping, but I did not know that I could put some nylon over my mic on my phone because, as you know, I use my phone to host my show. I do not use a studio mic. I may change that because I have seen some portable studios, and you can also buy a mic that goes into a phone. And I saw somebody with it. We got to talking because we were talking about the Google Workshop in regards to podcasters. And, yeah, even finding great candy and borrowing chargers and meeting podcasters from other countries, it was wonderful. I had the best time, and I'm so glad I went. And I would say, if there are any other podcasters, check it out. Yes, it will be a couple of $100 if you're paying out of pocket. I think there may be a sale going on now for next year. So depending on which tier you get, it'll probably be $400 or $500, and then the flight and stuff. But if you live in a place, and it's in Dallas, but if you live in an area where people are like, what's a podcast? Because, yes, it's not as what's a podcast as a couple of years ago, but it's still what's a podcast. And you meet people who know what it is, and it's like, oh, well, what's yours about? And mine's about this, and yours is about this, and just bouncing ideas and helping people create. That's the thing. Creatives love being around other creative people, especially creative people who are in their field, like with writers. I write. I have finished 2 NaNoWriMos, and talking to other writers, even if it's about naming your characters and story ideas, not technical. The technical stuff, like the sentence fragments and stuff, I'm not very good at. I've made peace with that. Even my advanced composition teacher, she gave me a letter. Anita, you're good at writing, but not that. Yeah, the head of my department who used to be an English teacher when I was in college. Spelling, yeah, not my thing. But to talk about the fiction side of it and storytelling, yes, and it just feels natural. I'm not sure if there are other networking people who feel the same way, but in those days there, it was like peace and collecting buttons and talking, trading. Cause, oh, well, you have this button. Why'd you get that button? And yeah, just segue, and it felt natural, even without a little liquid courage, a lot of liquid courage. But, like, even sitting at the massage, I think I had coffee. Okay, so, yeah, some people would say coffee's liquid courage. But there were times when totally stone sober, and it just felt great. And later on in the week, I do have to follow up with people because this weekend came back, and I do go to church. I started going to church, and I was working the church, the booth of the church I go to for Pride, and I love Pride. So I went from one place that really felt good to another one, even though 2 hot days is like, that was the only bad thing. And yes, that was not an accident on the phone. That was really, it was hot. But I had a great time in both cases and met wonderful people and socialized. Also, I just got the 90-second mark. And thank you guys for, you know, allowing me to reach this far on my podcasting journey. When I started, I really did not know what a podcast. So we've grown together and taking the time to listen. And, hey, if you want to write in, more than welcome to. You can write in at the ICAGA2005@gmail.com. That's the one I use for the podcast. The 2004 one is for my soaps. So, yeah, if you want to write in, tell me what you think, good, bad, ugly, how many times I've had dead air, which, yes, I do remember podcasters and radio, because radio is the forefather of podcasters, dead air is not good. So, yes, email me. I'd love to have listener feedback. That's a way to improve. And if you're another podcaster and you want to go, you can look up, like I did. I found the Podcast Movement meetup event in Charlotte, and I went and I met other podcasters. So if you have that, do it. And if you have the money or whatever, go to it. You'll definitely like it. I didn't mean for this to be a commercial. I just wanted to tell you my experience. So thank you and goodbye.